Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. The other day I was on Facebook and I found something that was said was written by Steve Jobs, and they said it was the last thing he'd ever written. And then there were some comments afterwards saying it wasn't real and it wasn't actually Steve Jobs. But the point is the message was an amazing one, so I thought I'd share it. He died a billionaire at 56 years of age from pancreatic cancer. And supposedly, these were the last words he had from his sickbed. I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life was the epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is the only fact of life that I'm accustomed to. At this moment, lying on the sickbed and recalling my whole life, I realized that all the recognition and wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of impending death. You can employ someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot have someone bear sickness for you. Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing that can never be found when it's lost, and that's life. When a person goes into the operating room, he'll realize that there is one book that he has yet to finish reading, the book of a healthy life. Whichever stage in life we're at right now with time, we'll face one day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, and love for your friends. As we grow older and hence wiser, we slowly realize that wearing a $300 watch or a $30 watch, they both tell the same time. Whether we carry a $300 or $30 wallet or handbag, the amount of money inside is the same. Whether we drive a $150,000 car or a $30,000 car, the road and distance is the same, and we get to the same destination. Whether we drink a bottle of $300 wine or $10 wine, the hangover is the same. Whether the house we live in is 300 or 3,000 square feet, loneliness is the same. You'll realize that your true inner happiness doesn't come from the material things in the world. Whether you fly first or economy class, if the plane goes down, you go down with it. Therefore, I hope you realize when you have mates, buddies, and old friends, brothers and sisters who you chat with, laugh with, and talk with, have to sing song with, talk about north, south, east, west, or heaven and earth, that is true happiness. I thought this was really interesting because it puts things in perspective for life. So often we focus on having wealth and money and what it can do. And here's a man that at his deathbed realizes that that's not what's important in life. And really when we look at true happiness, it comes down to the relationships that we have. That is the most important thing. It's not the stuff, it's the people. And people are what drive happiness. And if you surround yourself with the right people, you end up being far greater for it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, appreciate the important things in your life. Don't worry about the stuff. Worry about the people. The people are what's most important. You never know when what day will be your last. And if you have your health, be grateful for it. If you have amazing people around you, be grateful for them. And really and truly live your life as it should be lived by appreciating those around you.